two, three, four. On the doorstep, on the doorstep, I am standing on the doorstep of the school. It is 2 o'clock, my son's inside, it's 5 degrees, and I can hear the school buses clear their rusty throats, and I clear mine. I buzz the bell. I am waiting, as my Chevy Bolt is idling, and my little heart is racing. I hear a little crackle, and a voice inside says yes, and I try to find my voice. I am Jack Hornby's mother. I am Jack Hornby's mother. He needs a charging cable for his computer. Can you help me? Can you help me? The silence was airless till the longest minute later, when I hear the crack of the door. All I see is a hand, and it holds a paper bag. On the sidewalk, I am standing on the sidewalk, outside El Mercado. All the lights are dim. I see a man inside. I wave at him awkwardly and show him my button with a prominent epithet. He cracks the door open. I hand him a folded piece of paper. I see a few more folks inside. They look a lot like me. He grabs a shopping cart and leads me to the produce aisle and starts to read aloud as he reaches for potatoes. Dos bolsas de patas, dos paquetes de agua, un pollo, dos pepinos, una bolsa de naranjas. I grab some Takis and a box of Little Debbies. He piles them into paper bags, and I hand him my card. I drive past the vacant storefronts along the narrow streets and the piles of hardened snow. I see an SUV. He isn't here for me. Unless I get between him and his work, I think I am. On the doorstep, I am standing on the doorstep of a multi-family ranch house on the other side of town. I see a girl inside. She smiles and waves at me. There isn't too much furniture. Set the two bags down. But as I start to walk away, I see some tinfoil catch my eye with my name on a yellow post-it note. I look both ways and pick it up and hustle to my car. I pull back the foil to find a plate of empanadas.